Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. John Dickerson has finally succumbed to his wife's demand for a larger apartment and promised to raise enough money to put down on a house. To this end, he has taken on another job. And 1 o'clock in the morning finds the weary John Dickerson returning home from his new position. Listen.
Oh, my bed.
John, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
How's the new job, dear?
I hate it.
You hate it?
Yes, I hate it. And I'm glad I hate it, because if I didn't hate it, I'd like it, and I hate it. The kettle on the stove?
No, I didn't know what time you were coming home. Are you going right to bed?
I'm going to make some hot tea and bathe my feet.
Can't you bathe your feet in plain water?
I am going to bathe them in plain water. I want some hot tea to drink. You go to sleep.
Well, I don't see any reason for you to be so disagreeable, John. I haven't done anything to you.
No, you haven't done anything. All day and all night, you beef about getting a bigger place to live in. It isn't bad enough. I work like a slave on one job. You force me to take another one. I'm so tired, I can't see.
Now, I don't see why we should live in this rat mess when all our friends have such lovely homes. You can't blame me for wanting to better myself.
Well, stop wanting to better me.
It's a wife's duty to see that her husband gets ahead in the world. You can't say I'm not trying, Don.
No, Blanche, I can't say you're not trying. You're the most trying woman I ever met in my life.
That's the face I get. Don't walk out on me when I'm talking to you, John. Hello.
Mrs. Dickerson, this is Dr. Hersey.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
I got a message from Ice King to call you whenever I came in. Is something wrong?
Well, I was worried about those drops you gave me for my eyes. There aren't any instructions on the label.
Drops for your eyes?
Yes. Do I put them in before or after meals?
Mrs. Dickerson, you can put them in before, after, and during meals. Is that all?
No. I wish you'd have a talk with John. I swear I don't know what's come over the man, Doctor. He tears around here in a fury, and he keeps picking on me.
Well, have him drop into my office tomorrow.
He can't
morning.
Come to your office. He just took another job, and he doesn't have the time.
You mean he has two jobs?
Yes, but he doesn't seem to like this new job very much. He's working for the streetcar company. It's really a wonderful position.
As I imagine it is. Well, Mrs.
I can't understand why he resents it so much.
Why don't you stop yapping about my business,
well.
Blanche?
Excuse me a minute, Doctor. Keep quiet. It's Dr. Hersey, and I don't want him to hear you yelling.
Well, get off the phone and stop blabbing about my private affairs.
Oh, Dr. Hersey, here's John now. He wants to talk to you. John?
I don't want to talk to him.
John, you better take this phone off.
All right. Hello.
Yes, Dickerson?
Guess what?
You're not feeling too well. You're not in bad shape physically, but your mental attitude could be improved.
It could, huh?
I think so. Dickerson, I'm afraid you're working too hard. If I were you, I'd go out and have a good time with my wife.
Okay, where does your wife live?
What was that?
I said I'll think about it, Doctor. Good night. Now, what's the idea, Blanche? Why must you tell everybody everything that goes on in my life?
Well, what's wrong with telling people you have another job?
Just don't do it, that's all. I'm not too proud of slaving 7 years as a dog food salesman without having you tell everybody I work for the streetcar company.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, don't do it.
Oh, stop yelling. Just take off your conductor's uniform and go to bed.
I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, what's wrong with being a streetcar conductor?
Nothing's wrong with it. Just don't like your friends getting on at every corner and staring at me. How come all your friends suddenly decided to ride on the streetcar? And why did they wait for mine?
Are you crazy, John? I told them to ride with you.
What for?
Don't you want to do a good business? Why should they patronize some rival streetcar conductor who they don't even know?
What?
Fold your pants neatly so you'll look nice tomorrow night. Wear the nickels, John.
I got 15 cents in my pocket.
15 cents? I sent you over 40 customers myself.
You don't think I keep that money, do you? I had to turn it into the company.
All of it?
Yes, all of it. What are you hitting at, Blanche?
Well, I didn't say anything, did I?
No, but I know what you're thinking, and you better get those ideas out of your head.
What ideas?
Never mind what ideas. I'm beginning to understand now that no good brother of yours can drive around in a big Cadillac on a bank teller's salary.
My brother never stole a cent from the bank, and you know it.
All right, I'll apologize to him when he gets out of jail.
Doctor!
Forget it. I want to get some sleep. Don't like those hints at all.
Well, don't leave your pants on the chair. Hang them up.
Okay, hang them up. Staring at, Blank.
Where did all those knickers come from?
If you must know, I hit the jackpot on a slot machine. Are you satisfied?
Yes, dear.
What do you mean, yes, dear? What kind of talk is that?
I said yes, dear.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. I swear I won it in a slot machine. Don't you believe me?
Of course I believe
you. That's the last straw. If you're going to accuse me of...
John! Why don't you hush up and go to sleep?
Yes. Go to sleep, she tells me. Stumble around from one job to another, work like a horse. And she thinks I'm snagging nickels.
Oh, hush.
Oh, my whole body aches. Go to sleep, she says. Oh, I'll never sleep another wink. As long. This corner. Move to the rear of the car, please.
Yes.
Right here, pairs, please. One for me and one for you.
John!
What's the matter? What's the matter, Blackster?
I want to sleep.
But don't make so much noise. I'd like to sleep, too.
Sure.
You didn't put the light out in the kitchen.
I did.
I think I see a light under the door.
No light.
You take care of the cat?
No.
Why not?
Cat can take care of himself.
What about the goldfish and the canary?
That'll take care of them, too.
Don't be funny. Were the animals hungry?
Starving.
What are they eating?
Each other. Oh, they've got plenty to eat. Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche?
All you have to do is give me a civil answer.
Civil.
Just tell me what you gave the goldfish to eat.
Eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs. 15 poached eggs, and the cat had the same.
Where'd all those eggs come from?
The canary laid them.
And he's a male.
How do you know?
His name is Dickie, isn't it?
What do you want from me? Are you deliberately trying to keep me awake?
I don't see how you can go to sleep without kissing me goodnight.
I can do it.
Oh, you paid dearly for that. You'd better say you're sorry, John.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You are not.
I am, too. I'm the sorriest man that was ever born.
What's happened to you, John?
Nothing.
You were so happy last week. You were like your old self when we went to Al Homer's wedding.
Oh.
You danced with me and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful wedding, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
Such a sweet girl he married, too.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
She's from Indiana, and somebody told me she once won a beauty contest. Do you believe that, John?
Believe what?
I don't believe she'd win a beauty contest. She's too big in the first place.
In the second place, too.
I can't imagine what a nice boy like Al Homer could see in her. Did you notice how she dominated Al?
Mm-hmm.
John, do you like overpowering women?
I don't know. I never overpowered any. All right, will you, Blanche?
I don't see why you gave her such an expensive wedding present. Did she like it, John?
Who?
Al Homer's bride. Did she like the bathing suit you gave her?
Yes, she loved it. You should have seen her beam when she got into it.
Good night, John.